How is your freedom tasting these days? I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. That hackneyed expression has been uttered numerous times on social media, and I've seen people that are conservative that think that freedom can be reduced to a stupid expression like that that doesn't really say anything and is just a terrible description. They're so trite about it that they think that that freedom can be reduced to something so stupid as that, when there are people who've died, who fought for our freedom, and that's the way they exercise their freedom, is to go out to restaurants, to be around other people, to not wear masks, to potentially expose those other people to the coronavirus because they could possibly be asymptomatic carriers, because many people are asymptomatic. I think it's close to 25 to 75%. That's a wide range, but it just shows how selfish people are. And what precipitated people going out and doing this was the beginning of phase two in North Carolina, which allowed people to go out to restaurants, to hair salons, and to other venues. They couldn't go to the gym yet, although people are pretty ticked about that. I don't know why, because when you breathe after working out, you expel air much further, and that air is tends to be have much more of a viral load than other type of air. But it's really interesting that people think, certain people, that somehow this thing, this novel coronavirus, COVID-19, is just going to go away. And it's going to go away because people are going out to restaurants and further exposing each other. That's just not the case. North Carolina has had huge spikes in the days since that. One day we had the highest number that we've had by far. There was 1,100 people. Another day was 1,000 people. Just a couple days ago, we led the nation for number of people that that were hospitalized. Our hospitalization rates go up. Our numbers go up continuously. We've not really seen a drop, consistent drop of numbers the entire time. Yet for some reason, we think that it's a good idea to reopen the estate. People who have never been dealt with any type of adversity at all, by and large, these people are upset because they can't get haircuts or that they've been inconvenienced. Now, the people who have lost their jobs, who can't work, I feel for them. I understand that. But the people who are working professionals, who have good jobs and who have just been mildly inconvenienced but are screaming bloody murder, just acting like everything is so terrible for them, the same types of people that are marching with guns on state capitals and threatening other people because they feel like their freedoms have been infringed upon somehow. Now, these are the same people, I'll tell you, that think it's terrible that people are out protesting George Floyd and his murder by a police officer yesterday or a couple days ago when he was choked to death. Over a five-minute period, the police officer who's now been arrested and charged with third-degree murder had his knee on the guy's neck and suffocated him to death over 5 minutes. And if you've heard before, it is very painful to die through suffocation. It is absolute torture. And that is the way this innocent man died, a death that no one should have to deal with. But we have people who are disgruntled about not being able to go out to restaurants or not being able to get their hair cut. And that is how they define freedom, which is just disgusting. It shows a societal rot that exists and just a general lack of caring for other people. So people that are out talking about the taste of freedom, I hope you liked it and continue to like it, because a number of restaurants have, what a shock, reported that people working there have gotten coronavirus, and those are the people that are going to be spreading it. So those of you who've gone out and had people breathing at restaurants, even if they're wearing masks, breathing on your food, and now you've eaten it, and you could potentially have exposed yourself to coronavirus. Now, normally I would say that's on you, and you deal with it. But that affects other people. It affects everyone when you behave like that. Your perceived freedoms are all relational. You don't have the absolute right to do whatever you want. The Constitution does not work that way. And of course, Constitution doesn't really govern individual citizens' interactions with each other if the individual citizens do not represent the government, generally speaking. Now, there are certain civil rights legislation that that transcends that. But generally, when you're talking about the Constitution, you are talking about the government's power and the government keeping you from doing certain things or permitting you to do certain things. And that's what you're talking about. You're not talking about a restaurant being closed. Now, if a restaurant is closed as a result of the government, then you have a little bit of a weaker constitutional argument there. But people asking you to wear a mask, if you're coming into a private business, requiring you to do that, if you don't like it, go somewhere else. That is what we call, and what a lot of people who are so upset about everything like to call, the free market. And so if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. So I'll leave you with this point, the same point that I talked about before. If you're continuing to go out to restaurants and operate in this reckless behavior, I'll ask you the question that can continue to be asked: how does your freedom taste? Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.